This is Hacker Public Radio episode 3398 for Wednesday, the 11th of August 2021. Today's show is entitled, Anachron. It is hosted by Klaatu and is about 16 minutes long and carries a clean flag. The summary is, put down that cron tab and get started with Anachron.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by archive.org. Support universal access to all knowledge by heading over to archive.org/donate.
Hey everybody listening to Hacker Public Radio, my name is Klaatu and I'm walking back from a cafe where I was just doing some work. Because I work remotely, and that's a luxury that I now have. It's quite nice. So I'm going to talk about Anachron, which is a really cool little application that I'd kind of ignored for a long time, because everyone talks about cron all the time, and so you think cron's the way to go. But it actually turns out that cron can be a little bit weak in some use cases. Specifically, a use case that involves rebooting a computer. So, cron is kind of designed for servers, really, and it kind of assumes that your computer is on, if not all the time. I mean, I think it actually assumes that it's on all the time. I think that would be a fair statement to make. But if not, then it kind of assumes that it is at least on at certain times, namely, the times for which you have scheduled a job to run in cron. And the first time that I butted up against this was at a job where I had scheduled backups to automatically run at, like, I don't know, 3 a.m. or something. And inevitably, the systems in question were off at that time. And so the backups just didn't run. And, you know, you can try little tricks like, okay, well, I guess the user turns their computer off at 11 p.m. every night. So I'll just make sure that my backups are running, you know, like at 8. That seems fair. But then, you know, inevitably people change. People do different things and things get turned off. So Anachron doesn't schedule things for specific times. Instead, it schedules things for specific intervals. And so it knows, for instance, that if you scheduled a backup job or a batch job of any kind, or, you know, something, you've scheduled something to happen, and you want it really to happen every day. Hello. Every day. Then Anachron will run the job one day, and let's say you go on holiday, turn your computer off for a week, then you come back, turn your computer on. Anachron checks its schedule and sees that the last time this job was executed was 7 days ago. Well, it'll make sure that it gets run that day. And maybe that wasn't a great example because I said you were doing it every day, so it would do that no matter what. But let's say you wanted it every 3 days for some reason. Then if you turned your computer off for 7 days, when Anachron gets, when your computer's back on, Anachron would run. It would see that the time since the previous execution was 7 days, not three. And so it would, no matter what day it was, it'll run that job. So that's the advantage of Anachron. Turn your system off, turn your system on, Anachron checks. When was the last time that this job was run? If it's greater than the time given to me in order to execute it, I'll make sure that it's executed right now, as close to that, you know, that time range as possible. So Anachron's really handy like that. It's pretty easy to use too. You have to do a little bit of setup because it may not automatically sort of have the infrastructure of that in place. So you might have to set up a couple of directories, which I will go over even as I walk. So first thing, you want to make a directory. In fact, a couple of directories. So the -P option to make parent directories where necessary would be very useful. So make dir-p, and this goes in your home folder. It's your /etc/cron.daily, for instance. Or I guess you could probably call it anacron.daily, I'm not sure. And then space, because you're going to make another one in your home directory, /spool/anacron. Hey. So the first one, .local/etc/cron.daily, that's where you're going to put the scripts that you want to run into, or obviously you could just symlink it into there or whatever. They need to be executable, so you want to do that, but generally that's the one that you're really going to care about. The spool file is just a spool file. It'll get used by Anacron, but you won't personally interact directly with that. Okay, so that's a little bit of setup that you've done. Now you're also going to need an Anacron tab. You know how you have a cron tab for cron jobs? Well, for Anacron, you need an Anacron tab, and that's easy to make. You can do it in your local home directory again. So you're going to make a directory in your home, .local/etc/, well, that would be it, and then make a file called Anacron tab. And in Anacron tab, you want a couple of basic pieces of information. You want to put, you want to define your shell that you want it to use. So shell equals /bin/sh, or whatever you want to put there. Path equals, and give it the path you want Anacron to sort of be aware of. It's probably something like /sbin/bin/userbin/usersbin, something like that. And then finally, you put down what you want it to be aware of. So for instance, 1:00, so that's 1 day and 0 minute delay. Cron dot daily, I guess you could call it, /run-parts/home/.local/etc/cron-daily. So it is, you're making it aware of the cron.daily directory that you created, and now that it's in the Anacron tab, it knows that on a daily basis, that is 1 and 0, so 1 day and 0 minutes delay, you want it to run everything in cron.daily. Now for a weekly job, you could make a directory called cron.weekly, and you could put in your Anacron tab 7:00/cron.weekly/run-parts/home/local/etc/cron.weekly, and so on. And it doesn't have to be daily, weekly, you know, it could be something else. It could be daily, every 3 days, 7 days, every 8 days, you know, whatever fits for your schedule. But I think probably, generally speaking, daily and weekly and maybe monthly would be appropriate. And now you know how to use those. And obviously, if you want, for some reason, you feel like there needs to be a delay before Anacron starts sort of processing its scripts, you can add that delay in Anacron tab. Instead of that 0, just add some number of minutes to delay when Anacron sort of kicks in. Okay, save that. That's your Anacron tab, such as it is. And you can verify it. It has a little bit of a validation thing built in, which is really nice. That's Anacron dash capital T dash lowercase t. And then the path to your Anacron tab, which is, what was it? Tilde dot local slash Etsy slash Anacron tab. And then dash capital S for your spool file. And that, of course, was the thing that you created way back in the beginning. Tilde slash dot var slash spool slash Anacron. That's it. Of course, when I say tilde, I give it the full path. I don't know why. You can use tilde. I guess I thought I'd mention that I actually always give it the full path. I get nervous about these things. I don't trust shortcuts. Okay, so that's a validation. If it comes back with some error, you'll see the error pretty quickly. Well, hopefully. I mean, if you've done what I've just read to you, there shouldn't be any errors, so it should be pretty obvious. It's a pretty basic little Anacron tab. Okay, and then you need to add Anacron to some file that gets reliably executed on your computer. This could be your .profile file. It could be your .bash underscore profile, or, you know, whatever you want to use. It could be an RC local style file. I mean, that would be, then you'd have to put everything on in the various root paths, but this is for your user, so I would probably just put it in my .profile so that when you get logged in, Anacron gets triggered. And the trigger that you're pulling here is Anacron dash capital, no, dash lowercase t, and then a path to your Anacron tab, which again, slash home slash clatu slash dot local slash Etsy slash Anacron tab, and then and dash capital S, and the path to your spool file, which is again slash home slash clatu slash dot var slash spool slash Anacron. From there on, when you know, if you reboot or log out and then log back in, or whatever, your dot profile or whatever file you've put it in should sort of get activated, and the Anacron command runs. And if the thing that you are telling it to do hasn't been done within the time allotted, in this case one day, then it'll do it. Doesn't matter if it's 3 a.m. or 10 a.m. or 2 p.m. It doesn't matter. If it can't detect that the thing that you told it to do was done a day ago by Anacron, and since this is the first time you're setting it up, it won't detect that. Then it'll do that thing. That's it. From now on, I mean, that was all the setup. From now on, all you have to do is put a script into .local or, you know, tilde slash .local slash Etsy slash, no, no, what was it? Slash, yes, cron.daily. You put your scripts in there, then Anacron will always pick that up. And if you want to add, again, like a weekly one, then just go through these steps again, except you're making a cron.weekly, and then you're adding a cron.weekly into your Anacron tab as well. Really, really easy. Like, just after you get it set up, it's a no-brainer. And it's just so nice. It's really, really a great way to automate things without having to sort of juggle this decision of, like, when is the computer actually going to be on? Well, you no longer care about that. You just care that this thing will be done on some predictable cycle of days. And yeah, you might have a computer off over the weekend, and you might, instead of every 3 days, it'll get run every 4 days because you turned your computer off and forgot to turn it on at any point during the weekend. Not a problem. It'll pick it right up and restart the clock, and it's pretty good. So that's Anacron. Surprisingly more useful, I think, than cron actually is, at least in terms of personal computing. Maybe not on your server, maybe that, you know, cron works fine on your server, but for that laptop or that desktop that's not necessarily always aware, always awake, Anacron's the way to go. I'm home now. So hopefully that has given you an interesting and fun tip. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.